go back to the land, 'cause wouldn't you rather be dancing when there's a chance for romancing? Don't say you have to be up with larks again. You're all such a dab hand, 'cause at all of these countryside capers, this is the time to escape, girls. Must you go back to the
boys? I've been working in the West End all this week, and using the tubes and buses a lot. I realized how well some of the girls are doing your job while you're away. You'll hear from me again next week. Good night, boys. Sincerely yours, Vera.
Biddy! Biddy!
What?
It's me at the window. Help me in, I'm freezing.
Ah, Buff. Is that you?
Shh! Of course it's me. Who else do you think it'd be?
What are you doing out there?
Keep your voice down.
Dunch's on the prowl. Hang on, I'm coming in. Oh!
Ow!
Go!
Ah!
Ow!
And you were worried about me not being quiet. You sounded like a sack of spuds coming in through that window.
Well, at least I'm back in. I thought I was for it this time. I had to hide in the coal hole till she went past.
Where have you been? I've been going mad here.
Just out.
Out where? Do you know what time it is?
Out? Out dancing, if you must know.
Dancing? Where do you find a dance on a night like this?
You can dance anywhere if you have a partner.
Who were you dancing with till this hour?
Oh, never you mind.
Hey, I were worried to death.
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
You missed Vera on the wireless and everything.
I don't care. I had better things to do, like she did last summer when she was supposed to sing for us.
She was entertaining the troops. Looks like you've been doing the same thing.
Oh, keep your air on.
Anyway, she is coming in the spring. They just announced it. If you'd been here, you'd have heard it yourself.
I'll believe it when I see it. Spring? This winter's going to last forever. It's the worst since time began. Or since they've been making records, anyway. Oh, I wish we had some records.
What's got into you?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
When it got to 10 o'clock, I was really worried.
Oh, I'm choller, as you can see, walking on air.
You're not making any sense.
Oh, the dancing.
Oh, shut up about it.
I was out with Giovanni.
The Italian?
He is Italian, yes. Si.
I thought something really awful had happened to you.
Like what? I'd been mauled by some sort of wild, marauding flock of sheep.
There is a war on.
Oh, hark at you, you sound just like Duncher.
I think you're being downright irresponsible.
Irresponsible?
Yes, fooling about with that foreign bloke.
Well, why not?
Only 5 minutes ago, he were fighting for the other side.
Oh, come off it. You know him as well as I do. He's as much on our side as anybody. Besides, I'm going to be an antique by the time this war is over. Enjoy life while you can, that's what they say these days. Who knows what's going to happen?
Stop it. Just stop it. Don't say that.
What? Bid, what is it?
Here. It's a letter for you. It's a telegram, I think.
A telegram? For me?
I think it's from the War Office.
No, can't be for me. Oh, no. Oh, Freddy. Oh, what's the little idiot gone and done now?
I was tearing my hair out waiting for you to get back.
Oh, heck.
You'll have to open it.
No, I don't think so.
Come on, you have to. It's your name and address and everything.
I told him it was stupid, going in the Navy when there's a flipping war on. As if that was ever going to be a good idea. Oh, if he's got himself drowned, I'll bloody kill him.
You don't know that.
Well, what else could it be?
Just open it.
I'm not touching it.
Come on.
You do it. Go on. You open it.
I can't do that.
Come on. What's he gone and done to himself?
Hang on.
Come on.
Hang on. I'm reading it over again, just to make sure.
Oh, I knew it. He's a goner. And all we ever did was fight and argue and call each other names.
But he's all right.
He's not.
He is.
The little sod.
The boat he was on went down, but he was picked up. He's safe. It was an enemy submarine that picked him up off the Italian coast. He's been listed as a prisoner of war.
A submarine? Oh, we're never going to hear the last of this when he gets back. When he were a kid, all he talked about was submarines. In fact, I was going to submerge him permanently off Southport Beach one summer. I was that sick of hearing about him.
He's all right. He's a prisoner of war, but he's all right.
Italy?
That's what it says here.
But they're out the war now.
Germans still have the top end, though.
If it weren't on an official paper, I'd think it was just a joke that our Freddy was having us all on.
It's good news, though. You know, considering.
The lucky beggar. Typical.
I hope he's all right, though. Out there in that prisoner of war camp, it must be awful.
No, we'll end up working in the fields like they were around here, except in the sunshine, harvesting spaghetti and minestrone and that.
Spaghetti? Is that what they grow out there?
Comes up like sticks of barley, then they just chop it down and boil it up. Ends up looking like a pan of worms. Looks disgusting, if you ask me.
And macaroni?
No, that's Scottish, isn't it? Anyway, it's all foreign muck. Give me a plate of scouse any day of the week. That is what we're fighting for here, to safeguard our proper English grub. None of these sauerkrauts and messer schnitzeled. We want boiled beef and carrots and fish and chips.
Yorkshire pudding. Oh.
Bacon butties.
Jam roly-poly.
Treacle pudding and custard.
Do you want to bite me carrot?
No. Shall we try and get some kip?
It's freezing.
I know. Duncher's rationing the heat again. I'm leaving all my clothes on tonight. Here, you can bunk in here with me if you like.
Oh, can I?
Never mind. Soon be Christmas. Summer to look forward to. Bit of cheer, even if the grub's a bit thin.
I love the Christmas carols, me. Me and our Rose were in the church choir when we were little. We used to sing at midnight mass. Oh, it was lovely. Except our Rose, well, she would only ever get as far as the sermon, and then she'd change colour. She'd wobble about a bit, and then she'd pass out. Every year, we were always the same. You could set your clock by her. She'd go over like a bag of coal, just as the priests were climbing into the pulpit. She'd land with a big bang between the pews, and poor old Barty Dodds, who used to take the collection, he'd have to come and carry her out the back where they kept the candles. Poor old soul. He was 70 if you were a day. And our Rose was no pipe cleaner.
I can't imagine you singing in the choir. You're a sly one, I must say.
Why? Oh, we all did it, all five of us. Did you never do out like that? Were you being a singer in that?
No, me mum and dad didn't send us to church. They never bothered with it. I think me dad had wanted to learn the trumpet when he were a lad and he'd join the Salvation Army for a night or two, but then they told him he'd have to buy his own trumpet, so that put him off religion for life.
So where did you learn to sing?
I didn't learn, did I? I'm just a natural. Either you've got it or you haven't, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm just lucky.
All right.
One day, I'll be there with my name in lights.
Where?
There, you know, famous. All my fans gathered around asking for my autograph, and I'll be dressed up to the nines like Rita Hayworth.
More like Rita Haystack.
Betty Grable.
Betty Gable End.
Just you wait. I can see it now. Hollywood, here I come.
So you'll have to change your name then?
Oh yeah, it's got to be a nice, smart first name.
Margaret.
Yes, Margaret is nice. And I've been thinking about this a lot. Something rural and scenic for a surname. Something that shows me to be a proper English rose.
Gardener?
Too common.
Ploughman?
No, that's far too masculine.
Well, please yourself. I'm getting some sleep.
I've got it. Margaret Thatcher.
Well, that's hardly memorable, is it? If I were you, I'd stick with Elizabeth. Come on. There's a whole field needs pulling tomorrow and they've got your name written all over them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Tina Tonip.
So tell me again what we're doing.
We have to get up the last of these mangles for the cows' Christmas dinner tomorrow.
Cows don't know it's Christmas.
Of course they do.
How can they?
They've always been part of Christmas, of cows, right from the very start.
What are you on about?
Cows. Christmas. Christmas carols. Away in a manger. The cattle are lowing. While shepherds watch their cows by night.
Never mind away in a manger. We should be singing away in the mangles. If cows are so blooming clever, they should be able to dig up their own Christmas dinner.
We can't go back without. I just thought if we could thaw these old beets out a bit, they'll be easier to pull up.
I think mine's going to hatch in a minute.
Away in a manger, no crib for
away
a bed.
With the mangles, I'd rather be home in bed.
Oh, Buff, honestly.
What?
You shouldn't mock Christmas like that. It's not right.
There's nobody listening. And there's only the two of us daft enough to be sitting out here on Christmas Eve. Us and 2,000 frozen mangles. Of all the things I could be doing today. Christmas shopping on Whitechapel, buying hot chestnuts from that barrow outside Liverpool Street Station, or stopping off for a pink gin in the posh bar at the Adelphi on the way home.
Is that what you used to do?
No, but I could have done if I wanted. Instead, I'm stuck here with you getting me backside nithered for the sake of some hungry cows. You and your animals. You're obsessed.
I'm going to me mum's for Christmas dinner. You know you can come too if you want. She said she could make do.
No, you're all right. I'm happy enough.
You're seeing him, aren't you? The Italian.
His name's Gianni.
Oh, really? It's Johnny now, is it?
Well, he'll be on his own otherwise, won't he?
How come he's not gone home yet?
Well, how can he? It's full of Germans.
Well, they were best of pals at one time.
Italy's been out of the war for a year.
They're still not our allies, though, are they?
Well, it makes no difference to me. I like him, and besides, he's going to help me with my arpeggios.
I bet he is.
He says my voice is bellissimo.
What's that?
Well, it's obvious. It means it rings like a bell. Oh, my hands are red raw. It's the wind up here. Strips right through you like a blinking wood saw.
Don't they have wind in Liverpool then?
Not straight off the North Pole, we don't. Hey, I bet Vera doesn't have to put up with this.
You know, when we're done here, we're supposed to start taking that barbed wire down from the edge of the field. There, by the river.
Who told you that?
Farmer said.
Take the wire down?
So he said.
I thought that was supposed to be home front defences.
That's what he told me.
Maybe he wants it for his Christmas tree.
Perhaps he wants to save a bob or two.
Hey, I bet it's us that gets into bother for taking it down, though. No. Scrap that. I bet it's me that gets into bother. He's dead sweet on you. That wire's been there for years. It'll take us forever to get it out.
Maybe it's a sign of things winding down a bit, that he wants the wire down.
I don't know. It's hard to say which way the wind's blowing nowadays. Hey, except up my blinking skirt. How's yours doing? Have you hatched yet?
I don't know. I'm a bit numb.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I can't feel my... anything?
Mine looks a bit melted.
I don't know. Mine just looks like some twit's been sitting on it. Ugh, come on then, let's have a go. Oh, come out, you little rat!
Don't even mention rats.
Come out! Oh, it's so good, it's rock solid. Oh, ow!
That were clever. I think mine's moved a bit.
So now what, Mrs. Bright Ideas?
Let's give it one more go, eh? Think of them cows tomorrow with a smile on their little faces.
That's just wind from all the hay they've been guzzling.
Come on the count of three. One.
Two.
Three. Look at that. Jack and the Beanstalk. Hey, we're in a pantomime.
Hey, we're in a blinking tragedy, if you ask me. Come on, I'm going home. Hey, I'm beat.